Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This show is a product of the BevNet Online Radio. And I would like to take this opportunity to just welcome you all to Misunderstandings with Adrian. Now, I'm coming live to you from live from Long Beach, California. The number to dial in to join the conversation is 347-202-0392. And don't forget, if you want to press 1, you would definitely be able to join into the topic. Tonight's topic is very interesting for every one of us out there. Y'all badass kids, y'all know this is actually for you as well. It's simply this. I'm sorry, but you've taken up residency in me. So how long is it that you think that you're going to live here for free? But before we jump into that, now the children that are listening right now that know damn well that they should be in the damn bed preparing for their Friday, you know, understand this. Their situation is by now either they're taking too long to complete the damn homework thing and it's like they need help. If you need help, children, you need to ask for it, damn it. It's too far in the school year for you not to get it. So if you don't get it now, you should ask for help. Now, if you can't get it at home, definitely make sure that you go back to the classroom and ask the teacher that's teaching that shit to you. How is it that you do that? I don't understand that, okay? Because homework really should not take all day long, and it should not take all night long. Now, if there is a reason, then maybe, you know, we definitely need to talk about getting help. And maybe your parents, you know, that really are listening to Misunderstandings, trying to figure out what the fuck is really going on. They're going to try to help you out a little bit better. But you need to take this initiative for yourself. You know, you're up already. So you might as well just know, you might just have to finish your work because, you know, you just got to finish your work. You got to buckle down. You got to stop talking. You got to stop laughing and make sure your shit is done. Simple as that. Now, the other kid, on the other hand, has good grades, and you've been doing everything and anything that is, like, great in school, so nobody is telling your ass to go to bed. So you should just be in the bed. But, you know, because you feel as though you have accomplished what it is that you're supposed to have accomplished at this time, you believe that that shit's okay. It's really not. Take your ass to bed. But before you leave, since you are listening to what we do talk about, and then you probably go in your other room and you probably sneak to listen to the rest of it. I don't care if you're sneaking, but it's different when you're sitting in the damn room with them. All right? But I can't say anything because if you're scheduled to go to high school, you're scheduled to go to school in the morning, and all your shit is good, then I guess that's just, you know, you sitting up there with your parents and, you know, they dealing with everybody else's misunderstanding. So they're like, well, fuck it. You're not a problem, so go ahead. But they are affecting you more than you know it each day. And let's be honest, the things that are happening in your world is even worse than what's going on in our world. So really, in all actuality, it's no such thing as saying something to you that is, you know, out of pocket or rated R or something like that, because the shit that y'all go through is really rated the fuck R. I mean, just take it for instance, like the last 2 weeks ago when I was on here and I celebrated my anniversary, the same time I was celebrating my anniversary, that young lady was killed in the bathroom fighting. And then since then, there has been a retaliation shooting where a 15-year-old boy ends up dead. Now, he was shot dead in the street, though. Now, this wasn't something that happened in the school, but you can't tell me that this little-ass town in Wilmington, this, you know what I mean, this little-ass section of Wilmington, this Howard High School, is doing major numbers on the street. And let's just stop right there and just say, what the fuck is going on? What's it sound like? And what's it even look like? 347-202-0392 is the number. And please don't forget, press 1 to talk. Now, because of the fact that I know you have friends and stuff that are also listening to Misunderstandings with Adrian, that's okay. Get on Periscope and download it. Now, unfortunately, this evening, I guess sometimes my Periscope doesn't feel like working. And then on that day, that says that God doesn't need you to see my fucking face. That just says that you need to just sit in a quiet room maybe and just listen. Sometimes that's really hard for some people to do, but live from Long Beach, California, Misunderstandings with Adrian is letting you know tonight that sometimes it is all right to sit your ass in a fucking room. Now, please, I'm finished with you, children, so now go ahead, run along, and take your asses to bed. Good night. You got to enjoy the Friday. And don't forget, check out Purpose Kingdom Network and tell your friend to tell another friend to tell another friend. We pop in every single day. So make sure that you get down with the Kingdom, Purpose Kingdom Network. Now, all right, now that we have gone all the way through that, the first thing I would like to do is pause to take a few minutes to reflect on a life of our very own NSR, Andrea Presley, and the host of the Sophisticated Ladies on Purpose Kingdom Network, her mother, Ms. Doris Presley, who has transitioned to her new home over in Glory. We want to thank God for her life, her legacy, and the wonderful memories that she leaves with us as we mourn her leaving our presence but into His marvelous light. So we thank God for His presence, and we pray each day to strive to be a little better than we were the last. And we thank everyone out there for their prayers and their concerns for our sister and her wonderful family. The funeral is coming up this weekend, and as that is something that we definitely have to do in life, it is something that is definitely hard to do, but we do celebrate Miss Doris' life. I had an opportunity to see Miss Doris before she transitioned, and I'm telling you, Miss Doris was a fighter. And the one thing that I remember her saying, and it was really, really major, she just said, you know, I'm trusting God. And that's major. How many of us out there can say that we are trusting God? Seriously. And that jumps right into our topic. It's simple as that. Since you've taken up residency in me, how long is it do you think that you should stay here for free? I mean, straight up out the box. Now, I know I just lost some people because they're like, oh, what kind of topic is this? But it's very interesting for everyone because someone there listening knows someone, if it's not them, that allows something or someone to consume too much of their thoughts. And it can be broken down into a couple of different ways. I mean, you can look at it like they're your own thoughts that continuously remind you of who you were, reminding you of your past and how it's really fucking with you now, but that's how it was back in the day. That's one way of putting that space in your head. The drug or the alcohol that you turn to when your shit hits the fan. Another one. That ex that did you wrong. You know that's always something that you got space in your head. How about the person that abused you or robbed you or scared you or just simply hurt your fucking feelings? We are the people that allow these types of things to take up space in our mind. And these are just end up taking up residency up in our heads. The problem with this, with these things are that they tend to block us from the blessings that God actually has called upon our lives. Now, what we as believers must realize is that anything that is not of God or of Christ, it will not last. It cannot last. So it's something that you are having a hard time getting over, or it's someone that you're having a hard time dealing with, actually take the time and think about what it is that you are actually fighting for. You might look at things a little bit different. Because one thing I can say is that within a death, within taking something away, within losing something, within having the opportunity to be, well, it's not really an opportunity, but when you are taken away, let's say you've been locked up, or let's say that you've been sent away. Shit, as simple as that. What I'm talking about is not on no damn fucking vacation. What I'm talking about is actually being stripped from everything that you know, everything that you love, everything that makes you exist. When that kind of stuff happens to you, people take it takes storage up in you because you feel as though you are owed this thing, or you need this thing, or you need this person. And it's simple to say it with an ex, because it leaves hatred in your heart. Fuck the ex. And I'm gonna be honest with you, because honestly, right now, today, in today's world, if you are with somebody that doesn't want to be with you, fuck them. And it's as simple as that, because times are definitely of changing. Is somebody the fuck else out there for you? And if not, you should be good with your goddamn self. And if you ain't good with your damn self, then damn it, you don't need to be with the fuck somebody else, because you need to figure out what it is that you need to do for you. And more than likely, it's to start collecting rent from some of this shit that's taking storage up in your brain. Why is she saying all of that? This, that, and the other thing, because there are people out there that are sitting right now that are listening to me, but also thinking about what this bitch did earlier. Or they are listening to me or thinking about something that fucked up earlier and they really messed it up. They are sitting here trying to listen to me, but they're worried about these raggedy-ass kids that's really not asleep in the other room. But they are really failing all of their classes, and they are not standing up as children that actually came up out of me. There are people out here that are carrying some major shit. And the one thing that people have to understand is when they are carrying major shit without God, that's some heavy ass shit. And it's as simple as that. It gets no plainer. It gets no simpler. It gets no sexier than exactly that. I don't know what God has to do for anybody to understand that if you are walking around with blessing blockers in your brain to the point where you can't even see God all up in and around you and on you, then you really need to step back, look at some shit, and say, okay, what is it that I'm fighting for? And is this something that I'm fighting for, something that has been taking up residency within me for too damn long and ain't gave me a goddamn penny? If somebody is staying somewhere for free, it is really unacceptable. If you are out there and you have to collect rent from somebody and they always got a situation, it's always a problem, you understand what I'm talking about. You talking about having somebody that has taken up residency and ain't paying no fucking rent. They living there for free. Most of the time when the people live there for free, they don't give a fuck about your shit. They don't care if it's falling apart. They don't care if they tear it apart. The point of it is that they don't give a goddamn about it, because why? They ain't paying you for it. And if they ain't paying you for it, it's one of two reasons. Well, there is no explanation for not paying your rent. I don't care. It doesn't matter. If there is a way, if there's a problem, then there is a way that you handle that shit in decency and order, and it ain't some shit that you just decide that, oh, you just ain't gonna do. And those motherfuckers that's out there laughing about, shit, I would. Da-da-da-da. You fucking it up for the people that are really fucked up out here that are trying to pay their rent and can't and have to come to their landlord with what is really going on. But they done heard your guys, you have so many excuses that they don't even want to hear the real person's situation. So therefore, by the time they get to the real person's situation, they have already decided that they ain't going to let nobody take up residency for free. They don't give a goddamn what the problem is. I know somebody out there is thinking, you know what? That son of a bitch ain't never paid me. 347-202-0392 is the number. Please press 1. That way you can tell that son of a bitch, pay you or get the hell out. Because tonight on Misunderstandings, that's what we are going to do. We are going to figure out this misunderstanding right now and make sure that we have a better understanding of everything before we hang up. That means that if there is something that is fucking with you, if your past is eating you up to the point where every time you close your eyes, you reliving shit, then that means that there is something that is you are holding on to that you don't even realize that you are holding on to it, but it's called what? They have taken up space in your head. Anytime you believe that you are always on the defense, someone is always out to get you, there's always a problem going on. If you think that people say good things about you, but they're really only saying it to set you up later on down the line, you got problems. You are allowing a situation or a person to affect your life right now. And that's not fair. Because sometimes that shit ain't just happened like yesterday. Sometimes that shit happened like 10 years ago. Sometimes it happened like 15. Sometimes it happened like 20 years ago. It's actually embarrassing somehow that people actually hold on to shit. But then when you talk to them about why they mad or something, they ain't even tell you. They don't even remember. Oh, that motherfucker pissed me off. Really? He pissed you off that much that he ain't thinking nothing about you, but yet you have let him take up residency in your brain. You won't even move. You won't even allow anybody else to move in because you are acting like somebody is still in that spot. Nobody is actually going to sit there and confess, oh, yeah, I'm the biggest fuck up in the world. No one is actually going to say, I lost everything and I'm all right with it. No one is actually going to say, I lost my entire family because of some dumb shit that I did, but I'm okay with it. And my question is really, why not? If these are the things that have happened in your life, these are the things that have happened in your life. If you are happy with where you are in your life and what God is doing in your life, then you should be all right with all of the things that have happened in your life, whether they are good, whether they are bad. Now, I just said something about my sister, Andrea Presley. I love Andrea Presley so much that within the Purpose Kingdom Network, we have decided that we are like all one. If one of us is strong, if one of us is weak, the others are strong, and it's vice versa. So what we would like to do is I would like you to look at the situation hypothetically. But I want, if Andrea is out there listening, to just think about this. When you have loved ones that are sick, do you know how much people alter and change and make sure that things are now different because instead of going here, I have to go here because I need to make sure that someone is here because we got to make sure that something is happening here. And everything that I usually do, I really can't do because I got to make sure that this is over here is happening. And if this is not over here happening, I really can't understand what's over there happening because I really need to be over here and I want to be there, but you got me over here. And because I'm over there, I need to be way over here. If y'all had Periscope, y'all have seen all of the different places that the hell we just had to go. But our loved ones are important because these are the things that we do. These are the things that we subconsciously, we just do this shit. We do it because why? There is no other way that there is to be. But really, in all naturality, we are running ourselves rampant. a lot of people have like alcoholics for like parents. And the worst thing about an alcoholic is what? The alcoholic likes to go out, but then that motherfucker likes to drink. And he likes to get, he likes to do whatever he likes to do, but then his bitch ass gets in the car and he wants to come home. So every night that this fucking alky is out, no one can really get rest until this motherfucker comes back in the house, because we damn sure know that he's been drunk since before 12 o'clock. And now that it's after 10, we know that he has completely consumed all of the alcohol that he can possibly do in his body. But yet, this motherfucker then got in the car to come home. How do we know this? Because one time he hit a fire hydrant, the other time he hit a tree, one time, you know, he ran over something else, and it's just only a matter of time before we get the phone call that says, one, he's dead, or two, he just killed somebody. So these are the things that are going on within that process, within that process. So let's just say that alcoholic dies. Are we that sad? Are we that sad? Yes, you're going to mourn that person. But really, in all naturality, don't you get to sleep better at night? Don't you not have to worry about what's going on with that person that's not really getting it? It's really, really sick. Don't you understand that if you're trying to pay a car note and you are robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then you actually had to talk to Steve and borrow it from Raul, and now you got Julio looking for you because all you was trying to do was pay Paul, but now Rob is mad and Peter is pissed. When you live in a life like that and you live in a situation like that and you are all of a sudden just trying to keep this car, don't you understand that the blessing is when the car is gone? All that running around and ripping and running that you just thought that you had to do is no longer needed, allowing something to take up space in your head, but you are not benefiting from it. That shit's sitting there for free, and it's actually a blessing blocker, because every time God brings something new into your life, you don't really want the new thing because you're really thinking about what you wanted to have. Somebody was going to give you a damn car, but you really just struggling trying to make this car work. And trying to keep them from taking. So at the end of the day, you actually do make it, and you actually do end up putting some money into it, and you actually do get it running, and you actually do get it to the point where you love it. Then you ride around the corner and somebody smacks that shit. Was it even worth the time that you had to, that it rented out space that didn't pay that free space? Wouldn't you rather, if something was supposed to happen, you be ready to jump back on your feet and be like, damn, God, I'm ready. Shit! When you get like that, you know you're good with him. You know that when you're quiet, you can hear him. Even in loud situations, you can hear him. When you know that that shit is good. I hope nobody is out there talking about, oh my God, Jesus, thank God, and shit. You can't still be on that shit. We done got a whole D-block church now. We have extremely brought God to the street. So we don't have time for you and your shenanigans anymore. People are going through shit out here right now today that you don't even know about. You wouldn't even think to care about. Or you wouldn't even be able to fathom. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to, like, last week, some Sunday morning Christians. Sunday morning Christians are major in our world. And they don't even understand how important a role that they play. Sunday morning Christians are the people that allow you to keep these things and don't want to get rid of them. So you just allow them to sit inside of you and take a residency without paying any goddamn rent. Fuck that. If I think about it for more than 10 minutes, I want to see how I can make some money out of it. Was that a misunderstanding? That was a hell of a misunderstanding, and I understood it, every bit of it. 347-202-0392 is the number. Long Beach, California is where we're coming from. But I'm letting you know, this shit is all over the world. There is everybody somewhere that's got some shit with them, that's got some baggage that they are still trying to get rid of. And I know this for a fact. How do I know? Because you can look at people and you can see that they have blessing blockers. And their blessing blockers are surviving. And the reason why their blessing blockers are surviving is because even within doing in their lives, they are still caught up with that one piece of real estate, that one corner of their mind that won't allow them to go to the next step. Why? Because they got a blessing blocker sitting there from 15 years ago that they never really fucking handled. What am I saying? I'm saying that if we don't stand for something, we are going to end up falling for any fucking thing. So if you have so many blessing blockers in your mind right now that all kinds of shit will come your way and you will not know what to do with it, you will not be prepared, you will be completely taken off guard, you will be, and you will be sitting around on your side, on your back ass, trying to figure out how the hell did I fuck this up. And the worst thing you want to do is feel like a fuck up. Because one thing that God definitely does not do, he makes no junk. And that's, and everything. Even the bad guy is the good bad guy. He ain't no junky ass bad guy. He's a good bad guy. Because he makes no junk. And he says that if you're going to do it, you need to do it good. Why? Because all power is in his hands and he has you in him. Do we not understand that? Is it so hard to understand? Do we have that much shit blocking us from seeing that we are sitting in a blessing? Most of us are kind of fucked up and consumed about some other shit. And really, it's a shame. Because if you look at, like, what we go through in the course of a day, within the last 2 weeks, I have heard some crazy shit. They have tried to get a girlfriend. And then just the other day, they said something about Captain America needs a boyfriend. Fuck is you messing with superheroes for? I mean, I'm just asking. What is it that you are trying to do in the spaces of people? What people do is what people do. But how dare you start fucking with our shit? How dare you start fucking with regular shit? If that's not offensive, I don't know what. Don't nobody want to say nothing about it. And don't nobody want nobody else to say nothing about it. And they damn sure don't want misunderstandings to talk about it. Because it's definitely a fucking misunderstanding. But I'd be damned if I wake up another fucking morning and they talk about another goddamn superhero that needs to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Really? What, this shit not moving fast enough for you? I mean, let's be real. It's bad enough the clothes are already unisex. It's bad enough we're trying to get bathrooms and stuff. Now you fucking with superheroes? Marvel? Really? We have done all of this. We have evolved everything. And the only thing that never evolved is God. And I'm really, really bothered by it. I'm bothered by it. But when we talk about him, it's a situation and it's a problem. I don't understand. I really don't get it. I don't get it. I look at it to the point where it's like, well, are you serious? Because if that's the case, I don't know. I see that I got a family host on the line. Antonia, are you there with me? Antonia back, y'all. Can you hear me, Tony?
Yes, I can. Hi, how are you, Adrian? How are you, sweetie?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm coming along. Yeah, I see you have so many interesting issues on your mind starting from the time you came on the air, and I didn't know if I could catch up with enough of them to remember. But, you know, I'm glad that you did bring up the subject of, you know, Captain America and Elsa. You know, nobody tries to tell everybody else how to live their life because we have enough to on our plate to live our own. So nobody in their right mind anyway. But, you know, I just thought when it comes to issues of children, and we know that Elsa and Captain America are primarily a PG or G rating, you know, rated type of a, you know, movie that, you know, the children
right.
would normally engage in. Well, all I have to say is just keep the children out of it, you know. If it's an issue of sex or sexuality, sex shouldn't even be on the tongues of people to have to involve how children should develop relationships until they are mature and developed enough as it is. So, you know, I just thought it was a little surprising that they would try to step over the line and deal with children in issues that will eventually have the word sex on the tongues of some people regarding this matter. They may try to pretend that it, you know, doesn't imply that, but, you know, anybody who will tell the truth will tell the truth on behalf of what the children have to be involved with or had to be pulled into. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that. Also, sweetheart, I'm glad you brought that up for the sake of the children. Also, I just wanted to mention, sweetheart, that on behalf of myself and I would say I'm sure Paul and Chris and Carmen and yourself maybe, we would like to wish Andrea, you know, all of the well wishes in the world. Her mother had passed tonight, and so we just wanted to extend ourselves to express our sympathies and to mention that as we are Bevanet strong, we're going to stand by her and ask God to, you know, bless her and her family, and you know, just basically just let it be understood that if it was one of the others or you all would understand my situation or I understand yours, that we're Bevanet strong and we do love Andrea and wish her the very best. So thank you very much, yeah. Adrian, for hearing me out. But, you know, as usual, you are yourself, and you bring a lot of things onto the table that others don't. And I'm glad to be able to hear that you're going strong on your opinion. And, you know, whether if we agree to disagree, we still have to respect the fact that you do have your opinion. We're going to listen to it, okay?
And I appreciate that.
I know you do. God
and
bless
really
you, Andre and Adrian. And Adrian's such a lovely
Thanks.
Name. I don't even know how I stumbled over that one. You're welcome.
Thank you
Take
so
care
much.
Of yourself.
Thanks so
You're
much
welcome,
for your support.
Sweetheart.
And everybody knows that yes, we have Andrea in our hearts and our prayers, and she has two brothers that are great, and she has a god sister. So it's not just Dre, it's a group of them, and they are awesome. But through this, they will definitely make it out, because one thing for sure, I call it living the dash. If you don't know what your dash is, you should figure it out. Because when you go to a funeral, it says when you were born, and then there's a dash, and then it says the year that you passed. So within that dash, it should say something. Your funeral, the people that show up at your funeral, says something. If you got people in your life that say, I don't got a funeral. Before you die, ask that motherfucker why. Why not? How is it that you can fuck around, talk around, you can walk around with live people, but you scared of the dead? We can't be that fucked up about God's word, y'all. The only promise that he told us that we would ever have is that he would one day come and get us and we would one day see him again. Now, it don't mean you're staying with his ass, but you might, you go see him again. But it's a lot of things going on, and it's like if you sit and you talk about the things that's going on outside, well, damn, then you might as well go ahead and, you know. At least start getting paid for it. At least start making up things for it, you know. That, come up with initiatives and shit like that, because you see kids dying every day on the street. So make something happen with it, you know. Let's not just talk about it, talk about what it is that's going on, because guess what? We know what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, I mean, if you call and listen, you can find out the things that's going on. Because a lot of times you hear the shit that's going on. And we talk about it because that's all we do is talk about it. But as we talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, what are we really doing? It's just like taking residency up in us, and we ain't getting paid for this shit. I just don't believe that you should be able to be consumed. It's a shame when people look at things as if things are over. But really, in all actuality, things just began. Right? Things aren't over because things just begun. When that one door closes, another door will open. Will it open right away? No, you might have to stand in the fucking hallway for a second. Gather your thoughts. But the question is, how are you gathering your thoughts? Are you trying to figure out what you can do to make it better for you, to make so that when you do get out, things are a little bit better? Or are you just focused on getting the fuck out? Wow. What was that? Yeah, that's major. There's a lot of people that are listening to me right now that might be from Long Beach, might be close to Long Beach, might be somewhere close by. But we're out of Long Beach. And because of the fact that we are from Long Beach, USA, and everybody out here is dealing with something that is taking up space and time in their brain, but they're not being paid for it. You're not paying me. If you're not really paying me, I think you should take several seats. I think you need to take several seats. And that's what you need to start doing to the things that are taking all of this real estate up in your damn life. Look that motherfucker in the face and say, for real, we're not really going to keep doing this. Okay, so since you are here, I'd rather you be here like this, like part-time, spare time, something like that, versus full-time in my fucking brain. And it's not worth it. It's not beneficial. Even if I don't get monetary payment from it, at least I should get a blessing. But damn it if you ain't a damn blessing blocker. If you's a blessing blocker or the thing is a blessing blocker, I hate to tell you, but right now God is telling me to tell you, get this fucking shit away from you. If you don't know how to get it away from you, then pray about it and watch that bitch choke. Watch that shit fall apart. But you got to believe in the God that will allow that shit to happen. Most people just walk around and act like they have a phony belief. You got a phony belief, you got a phony God. And if you got a phony God, then he ain't about shit. And he might not work when you need him to. He might not show up. You know how they say, our God is an on-time God. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. You better believe it. And if you don't believe it, that means you're sitting around and you're allowing something that is blocking your blessing to fuck with you and mess with your anointing. Whoa. Did I just say that out loud? To mess with your anointing. Is everybody anointed? I don't know, because I'm not in there, and I, you know what I mean? I'm not God, but I can definitely tell you that I'm a firm believer that God don't make no junk. So does that say that you are everything and this, that, and the other thing? You should be. Adrian just said you should be perfect. Adrian said you should be perfect. No, Adrian didn't say anything about that. But you should try to be the best that you can be every fucking day. And every fucking day it should get better for you. People don't understand it, but the best thing that can ever happen to you is you lose something that you didn't want to lose. When you realize that it's gone, you realize that it is all right. It's actually a little bit better than it was. The question is, will you be willing to admit it? Because a lot of people, when they go through a devastating shit, they get drawn. They do a lot of things. And from the outside looking in, it might just look crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people don't understand what people are doing, and people don't understand the way they live and the way they laugh. Like, the reason why I'm laughing most of the time when people see me, when you see me all bubbly and shit, that's because my body probably hurts. And really, in all actuality, I'd rather be sitting in the room by my fucking self, laying there in pain. But I can't. And it's funny because I'm saying laying there in pain. Speaking of laying there in pain, one day I was laying there in pain. God had beat me, did it, whatever. And it wasn't even God that did it. It was just me that had beat me. But this woman that I'm about to bring on right now, she is the woman of God that showed me this, prayed me through this thing. And when I tell you that I never believed it so much, until the Reverend Chaplain Toy Daly prayed for me. Chappie, are you there tonight?
Wow. You know, I bless God for you, Adrian. Wow. I am here. I'm listening to your conversation this evening. There are some places, you know, I'm so surprised and so shocked. You know, the way my schedule is set, most mornings I wake up on go. So when you said that there, someone was talking about the boyfriend and the girlfriend for the superhero and the Pixar, whichever comic Elsa is.
Right.
Like, you know, this is where I met with this. We are so busy trying not to offend different people. And I'm not just talking about homosexuality. I'm talking about people in general. We right. are so busy trying not to offend people that we are actually offending our children. For example, there used to be a commercial out in reference to cigarettes, and it was like the cartoon camel thing and all of that, and they literally sued that company and said that using a cartoon character to promote the cigarettes was drawing the children's attention, and it would cause the children to want to smoke. Now, if that was the case there, and if we won't put in children's cartoons a male and a female, and we should not, don't take it like I'm saying that we should, but we don't put two grown people having sex in children's cartoons because that's not a part of childhood. So why are we trying to put other things in children's cartoons? Like, we have really gotten crazy with where we are at life. Have we as mankind, I mean, I know that the enemy is busy. I know that the enemy is the prince of this world, and I know that we are waiting for a savior to return. However, have we as mankind gotten that just ratchet in our very being that we literally hold some of the conversations that we are holding in reference to our future, and then we have the audacity to sit and look down our sanctified noses at these children as if it's their fault that they're uneducated, that they're they're disrespectable. We make it their fault, when in all honesty, it's our fault, and all we can think of is ways to make it worse, and we sit and we laugh at it, and we joke at it, and we think about how cute they look, when no, we are destroying our future.
Jesus.
And we don't see that. The hell with homosexuality, heterosexuality, Enough is enough.
Speaking.
Like, get it right. It's unacceptable. I'm not talking to homosexuals. I'm not talking to heterosexuals. I'm talking to everybody, every color. If you got blood running through your body right now in something or just your heart beating, I'm talking to you. This is the hell unacceptable.
It is. And it
that's
is.
All I got
live
to say about that.
Look at that. Look at that. And we thank you so much for your passion. We thank you so much for what you're saying, because she's telling the truth, y'all. We are out of Long Beach, California, USA. The number is 347-202-0392. And we need you to press 1 to join the conversation. I mean, this is something that we need to talk about. And if you don't realize that it is the space that you have allowed to be taken in you. I got Will of God on line 5. Will of God, do you know anything about space being taken up without being paid for?
Wow, did you really just go all in?
Bless God.
Can you rewind that question, because you said what?
Exactly. Is there anything that you have allowed to take residency up in you that ain't paying you shit? And what you gonna do about it?
Wow. One of the things I might have let in is junk mail. Junk mail is those individuals that talk junk.
And I can understand that. I got a lot of it sitting on my dining room table. Junk mail.
Those individuals, they say those things right in your ear that make you realize that you're a believer. Then all of a sudden, they change the game and you look like a whole bunch of trash because they just kicking game. So anytime you got somebody kicking game to you and talking all that trash, you believe everything they're saying? Junk mail. Now I gotta realize and pick and choose which individual in life got junk mail.
And it's funny because you said that. You said that you gotta realize it. But really, in all actuality, if you get out of the way of it and you let God show it to you, He will show you those. He will show you the bullshitters. He will show you those that are, you know, buy here, pay here. He will show you all of that, but you got to believe it. We got to believe that shit. We got to believe that what we are walking out here is within a covering that is allowing us to deal with bullshit but not be affected by bullshit. Because the bullshit is so prevalent right now that you are going to deal with the bullshit. But the difference is we as children of God are to not be affected. Why? Because we are covered. Why? Because we are anchored. Our souls need to be anchored in something deeper than us, because we might get knocked the fuck down. And if we get knocked the fuck down, then damn it, if I'm out and I'm cold and I'm in that fucking water, you best believe if I'm anchored, they gonna know where to come get me. I'm not too far away from there because my anchor is built, you know what I mean? It's held on something completely solid. So it's not going to drift away as if I would. I'm adrift. I'm adrift. I'm a fight it. I'm going to go against the current. I'm going to do all of these things. But anchored allows me to see all of this other shit. The fish that's going to eat me, the fish that's not. The fish that I can grab and eat and live off of until somebody fucking comes and gets me. Why? Because I'm anchored. They say that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the Swedish brain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground, if you don't understand it, it is sinking sand. I mean, to the point where if you are standing on that rock and you are watching shit around you sink, you already know what it is. But the difference is, don't jump out there with them fuckers that's sinking. The best thing that you can do for them is pray for them. Really, because you don't even want to reach down in that motherfucker, because you know a motherfucker, you know, especially a fat motherfucker. Fat motherfucker reach up and try to help me, help me. And the second you pull your hand down there, what they gonna do? Pull your bitch ass in. Now both of y'all sitting in the fucking water talking about help me, help me. And you flapping harder than the motherfucker chicken. Why the fuck that I've been down for this fat ass whale? That's the shit that God makes you do, though. God makes you bend down. God makes you think that you can do it. God makes you think all of these things. But at the same time, if you don't know where you're standing, then shit might just get fucked up. And when shit gets fucked up, that's all right, though. Because if you're still anchored in something, you can be knocked down. He maketh me to lie down. But they do end up being green pastures. And check it. He restoreth my soul. You understand? These are all things that we say every day, but we don't pay any fucking mind to. Are you serious? Don't get like Sunday morning Christians and you don't even fuck to go to church. If you got shit in your head right now that you were like, oh, I'm gonna call this bitch, fuck that bitch, da 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 da. You're doing way too much. That bitch ain't probably thinking nothing of you. And that's just honest. How can I sit there on live TV and say that to you on live listen, it was TV because it was supposed to be Periscope. But on live radio Blog Talk right now on the BevNet, live from Long Beach, California, I can say to you right now that the only reason why I can sit here and talk this shit to you like that is because I know what it's like to have something take up space in my head. I know what it's like to give something or someone residency up in my shit. And I thank God that he showed it to me before I turned 40 years old. That way I at least got another good 20. At least. Why do I say that? Because I know that God has a plan for me and I want to do his will. Understand that what we just started at the Purpose Kingdom Network, still on Blog Talk, we have made an initiative to say, guess what, devil? Fuck you and all your bullshit ass shenanigans because we coming at you. Why? Because God is not pleased. Just like Chappie said, some of that shit is unacceptable, and you should watch it. Because guess what? God watches you when you sleep. Now, it comes in that time when we have to pause for a second to do what it is that we do on the BevNet, and that is, you know, give honor where honor is due, I guess, as you would call it. Because he has a whole actual time. So we're going to give it to him so that he can go ahead and do what it is that he likes to do. So, Brother O, it's Ngozi time.
That was the Wordsworth herself, Adrian Allen. Wonderful. Listen, folks, I want to thank God what he's done for us, what he continues to do for us on a constant basis. Listen, we must do exactly what Miss Allen said tonight. Follow me. I will be again in Tampa, Florida, on June the 19th. We must do due diligence. Are you going to allow people to allow space that is unwarranted? We have a city council that is not doing its due diligence with the housing programs in Tampa as well as, you know, the educational programs. Listen, every city suffers with this. We're going to fight the good fight. We have people there now that are, you know, setting up a shop. I will be there with also, I'm proud to say, with the Nation of Islam, also some Christian leaders, as well as the United Jewish Appeal. Everybody knows my position. You know, I'm a freedom fighter for all that is right, period, no matter what it is. And I will be in Tampa, Florida, for all the folk to be able to rabble around. Let's take back the city. Let's get pre-kindergarten going and strong. Let's do what we can do to help the homeless. Let's make sure that people are fed. Let's do the social gospel that I know that was taught. And also, I want to thank all the folks out there, definitely, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania tonight, as well as Long Beach, California, which we are sponsored from, as well as thank you, Roslyn, Pennsylvania, for all the things you've done for us and still continue to do for us right now on a constant basis. Our shows will be dedicated to a woman that I knew personally. Miss Doris Presley was very, very important in my life. She knew my mother. All Bed Night shows until our sister Andrea Presley comes back on National Syndicated Radio on the following Sunday. After, you know, of course, Carmen is on this Sunday, and then we will have our sister back. All of our shows will be sponsored and also will be dedicated to our wonderful mother, who has gone on and translated into new life, 1936-2016. Doris Presley, let us have a moment of silence. Thank you. Folks, like I said, join me in Tampa, Florida. I'll be there fighting the good fight. And I want to thank all the folks, Brother Jabril Muhammad out of Milwaukee. I'll be there with you, brother. Also, Brother Daoud de Israel, brother, I love you out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Hebrew Israelite Nation will be with us, as well as thank you, Pastor Jerry Williams out of New Orleans, Louisiana, you know, and all the folks out there. We are a coalition that will fight the good fight. All religions, all creeds, all beliefs. Let's get the children right. Beverly Nation has advertising from the dynamic OLED Ngozi Primetime Radio Studio at A3 Long Beach, California. We will always be here for you. Now listen. Through Oladele Ngozi Enterprises, which is, of course, Oladele Ngozi will also sponsor another. It will be a fish fry coming up in Wilmington, New Jersey. I'll be bringing it up tomorrow night on our sports show. But, of course, Ngozi Entertainment.bpweb.com, you can reach me. Also, Ngozi Primetime Radio on Twitter. Thank you all the folks out there on Twitter that do a great job for us. Also, Ngozi. Net. Dot four. That's something that we're doing, a new channel, a new video channel will be coming out in August. Also, OLED underscore Ngozi Primetime on Instagram. You know what it is. I'm still that great man. Oladele Ngozi Entertainment on Facebook. And also, you have anything to say to me? I'll come back at you because I have no problem. I fight every day, and I really don't care about your opinion. Oladele Malewa Ngozi also on Facebook. Any comments or suggestions to our programming tonight, our wonderful Adrian Allen, listen. You know, I take it every day. Oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. Also, in July, we are coming up with a brand new network to Blog Talk Radio, a network with all men. It's called the Damon Network. It is determined and motivated online now. July 9th is coming. You know, that's all I know. To innovate, to motivate, and to create. Tomorrow night we will have finally to our network, back to where we used to be, back to our basics. We have a sports director by the name of Chris Nelson, and I'm proud of. We will be bringing sports like we used to back in 13 and 14 every week. It just happens to be on Friday. It is. So you think you know about sports? Hey, I know Adrian loves it because, you know, Adrian's a big, big sports fan. You know, she chooses to call 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. I want to thank also dual host Will of God, also here, you know, of course, Purpose Kingdom Network, what he does over there. Thank you so much. What he does for Blog Talk Radio, as well as the one and only Beverly Nation here on Tuesday nights. And, of course, a woman that still reigns as our second presiding chaplain here, as well as Chief Executive Officer of the one and only Purpose Kingdom Network. Thank you so much, the Right Reverend Tori Daly. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malewa Nkosi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, all the folks that support us all across this world. Thank you so much, Chu Wao Singh, a friend of mine way in Hong Kong. I haven't said your name in a long time. I know Tori knows that name. Thank you so much for you and your party there. A good 26 people are listening right there at your home tonight. Thank you so much. I'm just proud of that. Adrian, we have exactly 2 minutes to go, and I appreciate your programming tonight. And the one and only Adrian Allen, also dual host of D Block Church right there on Purpose Kingdom Network. And, of course, finally, I'm going to say it because I got to, because I'm that boy. Misunderstandings here, the one and only Beverly Nation. You have 1 minute and 47 seconds. Go ahead, Adrian, take us home.
Well, with 1 minute and 47 seconds, what is it that we could say but thank God for the night? Thank God for the opportunity to sit and actually have a little bit of a conversation about some of the shit that's bothering us. Some of the shit that we don't really like to talk about because it's really none about it. It's nobody's fucking business. But guess what? The sad part and the reality of the whole thing is nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck about it but you. Why? Because it's your shit. So therefore, get over it. I know it doesn't sound the best, but it is the best thing to do. So what we do is we pray to God and we ask God to show us how to make it over, how to make it through. Because if you look at where you are right now, just think about where you were 15 years ago. And some other shit was just like that, but you were consuming it and you allowed it to take up space in your head. But then sooner or later, you realize somewhere in the 15 that I'll be goddamn, I'm not going to let this shit continuously fuck with me. And you let it go. So the same way you let that thing go, you can let this one go. And the easier and the sooner you realize that shit and you let it go, life will begin and God is standing right there with his arms wide open. Where do we want you to go? Where does he want you to come? If you don't know where to go, the first place you should check out is Purpose Kingdom Network. If you don't know anything else about anything, you're already on BlevNet. But if you are lost and you are trying to figure it out, and you're trying to figure out what the fuck makes them just come on here like that, what the fuck makes D-Block Church the realest of all? You know what it does? Because you can't run from God. So what now we just did in D-Block Church is we took God out of the fucking building. Now he on your street, walking up on your set. Fuck's good now. What's real? You know what I mean? If God spoke to you in the manner that you speak to everyone else, you'd probably be fucked up. I wouldn't be, because you know one thing for sure, two things for certain, Jesus is my homie, and we're going to talk about it on D-Block Church, because we're going to get this whole thing together, but God and Jesus and all of that, and the homosexuals and the other people, because God loves everybody, and you should remember that. 2 weeks, y'all. Don't forget, though, Next week, Purpose Kingdom Network, D Block. What up? What up? What up? 323-870-4174. Hit your girl up. Tell a friend to tell another friend. We in the building.